A couple of days before the live scrimmage, live meaning full speed and full pads, the new program held its first preseason media day.
We're going to have our first kickoff and our first coin toss, and somebody's going to get a taste of University of West Florida football. I'm very happy president today.
UWF President Judy Bentz, who first promoted the idea of football shortly after taking office in 2008, kicked things off with a pep talk of her own.
It's been a long journey, and we are just about to cross into a new era at the University of West Florida, and I'm sure we're going to have a great time.
About 120 players began fall drills last week, putting on the pads for contact work on Monday. Head coach Pete Shinnick was asked if he was looking for anything in particular in tonight's scrimmage.
This might be a little cliche-ish, but it's really another practice. It's just an opportunity to do a little more live session. I want to see certain things out of certain guys, and we'll probably call things defensively and offensively to put guys in position to see whether they can handle it, and they've made improvements from the practices.
Shinnick says it's a matter of the team getting better, leading up to the first game September 3rd at Ave Maria University in Naples.
The scrimmage will just be more opportunities for a little extended play and a little more game-like pace. And it'll be a great break, I think, for our players as well. We spent about an hour in individual and then about an hour and a half in some sort of team and special team session. This will be nice that the individual time will be a little shorter and they get a little longer opportunity to play.
While wishing for more depth on the offensive and defensive lines, as do all other coaches, says Shinnick, he feels the recruiting at other positions was a success, along with adding some transfers from other schools.
Our coaches have done a fantastic job building connections and getting great relationships with high school coaches, where we've been able to get a few transfers in and we've been able to get a few older guys in that has created some great depth, and great depth equals great competition.
I think mostly we're focused on right now. I know it's our first season. We're trying to make sure that everything that we've done these past year and a half comes to play and we're successful on the field.
Antoine Griffin is a sophomore wide receiver from Tampa, one of the nine players taking part in UWF's first spring practice in 2015.
Being a second-year college football player, you know what it takes to kind of, you know, lead or be a part of the team. Lead by example, not just on the field, but off the field as well, because, you know, you have a lot of young guys coming in. We're trying to help them mature a little.
On the other side of the ball is defensive tackle John Williamson, a transfer who played at Spanish Fort High School in Baldwin County.
And it's been awesome. I'm glad I made the move, being closer to home, but it's just been surreal, you know, like just being able to support my family to come support me and see me play, and it's great. I'm looking forward to it. We can say we started a college football program, and I mean, that means a lot to everybody on the team because it's been hard work, but I mean, it's going to pay off.
I've never seen so many people so excited for football before. You can go to a big school and they have their history and they're excited, but it's just brand new, and to see everyone come together and be excited and just to embrace it, to embrace the moment, is really cool to me.
Linebacker Reggie Barnes, a junior from Odessa, Texas, says it's time to stop hitting each other and begin hitting someone else.
Just feel bad for whoever's on the other side because it's going to be 11 dogs going to get them. I think it's really more excitement than urgency. I think we had urgency in the fall. Coach Shinnick always preached that we're preparing for fall of 2016, so we always had a sense of urgency that we needed to be ready to compete. Now I just think it's more excitement. We're just ready to go.
Tonight's scrimmage begins at 7 o'clock at University Field on campus. The second is set for next Thursday, same time and venue. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.